Let's pray and commend ourselves to the Lord. Our loving Father, we thank Thee again that Thou hast given us this time. We thank Thee for one another, Lord, and we thank Thee for all these that come out there eager to hear Thy word. And so, Lord, we just look to Thee that Thou would teach us from Thy word. We're eager to learn more about Thy beloved Son, our Lord Jesus. So we commend ourselves to Thee, Lord, and we pray for our brothers as they minister Thy word to us. And Lord, we just pray that You would give us a receptive ears and give us a willing heart to obey Thy word. We give Thee thanks again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let's turn to John chapter 7, please.
Yeah, bring 7.
We'll read from verse 37 down to the end of the chapter. Verse 37 to 53.
52?
Under 52.
52.
Yeah. Well, Oh, you don't have it there. 53. The New International is notorious for this sort of thing.
It's 53 in King James.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's in there. It's in there. I'll explain when we get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 那我们从37节开始读起，读到末尾。节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣高声站着说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
耶稣这话是指的信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
众人听见这话，有的说，这真是那先知，
有的说这是基督，但也有的说，基督岂是从加利利出来的吗？
经上岂不是说，基督是大卫的后裔，从大卫本色玻璃棚出来的吗？
于是众人因得耶稣起了纷争，
其中有人要捉拿他，只是无人下手。
差役回到祭司长和法利赛人那里，他们对差役说，你们为什么没有带他来呢？
他一回答说，从来没有像他这样说话的。
法利赛人说，你们也受了迷惑吗？
官长或是法利赛人，你有信心吗？
OK
49。
但这些不明白律法的百姓是被诅咒的。
内中有尼哥德慕，就是从前去见耶稣的，对他们说，
不先听本人的口供，不知道他所做的事，难道我们的律法还定他的罪吗？
他们回答说，你也是出于加利利吗？你且去查考，就可知道加利利没有出过先知。
Amen. Amen. Then each went to his own home.
Yeah, that's
于是个人都回家去了。这是最后一节。
Yeah. Cross that out. Take a big black pen. Cross that out. Dear Conrad. The earliest manuscripts. They're not the earliest, for one thing. They're the favorites of those particular scholars there. But anyway, we can carry on here. Good morning. Well, good morning, everyone.
Good
morning.
It's nice to see you're all up here bright and early. What we want to look at today is the Lord Jesus, His great invitation in the temple.
那今天我们会看见，耶稣在圣殿里发出的那巨大的邀请。
We have been spending a few weeks looking at the Lord Jesus, his message to the nation when he went up to Jerusalem at the Feast of Tabernacles.
这整一章呢都是在讲耶稣去到圣殿过逾越，去到耶路撒冷过祝棚节的时候那发生的事情。
Now, it was the last feast of the year, of the seven feasts of the Lord. It was the last one celebrated on the Jewish calendar.
那这是一年里犹太人最后一个大的节期，七个里面最后一个。
It was another name for the Feast of Tabernacles is the Feast of the Ingathering, the Festival of Harvest Festival.
那或者叫祝棚节，或者叫聚会的节，或者叫盛宴的节，就是它总之是高兴吃东西在一起的，对，丰收的节。
All the harvest had been gathered in, and there was bountiful food for the next year.
所以所有的粮食，所有的收成全部聚集起来了，为了下一年呢，已经预备了足够的足够的食物。
And so there was much time of thanksgiving, praise to the Lord.
有很多的感恩，很多的赞美归给神。
But also the ceremonies of that week, because it was a week-long festival.
然后这是一整周的节日，一整周的庆祝。
The ceremonies of that week also look back to the history of the nation.
这样的一个庆祝呢，也是会回到这个国家的之前的那个历史啊。
The nation had been delivered from Egypt, from slavery.
这个整个国家呢，被从埃及为奴的状态下带出来的时候那个场景。
And they had been preserved for 40 years as they journeyed through the wilderness.
他们呢被神保守啊，四十年在旷野里神保守他们。
So during that week, they built themselves these little temporary structures out of palm leaves and whatever else materials they could use.
所以呢，每一年的这个时候，当收成做完的时候，犹太人都会聚集起来搭一个棚子，临时的棚子，可能是用棕榈枝搭的，那来庆祝这样的一个回顾过去、未来、过去的那段历史。
And that was to remind them of their journey through the wilderness when they had left their slave homes in Egypt and before they had their new homes in the Promised Land.
所以，这来提醒他们，他们当年是怎么样。出来从埃及出来为奴的状态，同时呢在这四十年里怎么仰望未来要进到迦南地的那个心情，应许的迦南地。
They look back also to God's provision for them in bringing bread from heaven and water from the rock.
也提醒他们神在四十年里是怎么养活他们的，从天上降玛纳给他们吃，从岩石里开水给他们喝。
He had miraculously sustained them through the entire 40 years.
神用神奇的方式啊，供应了他们在整个四十年里面。
And even their clothes didn't get worn out.
即使他们身上穿的衣服都没有破四十年。
And so the Lord, they looked back to God's care for them during the wilderness journey.
所以他们就回望。神在四十年里旷野中怎么看顾带领他们。
And besides the living in these little temporary tents or tabernacles, there was also another very important ceremony.
在他们住这个棚的之外呢，他们还会有一个小的这个仪式啊。
Now every day,
就是这个每一天
the priests.See if I can put this here. Oh, here we go. Every day,
每一天呢
the priests,
祭司啊，圣殿的祭司
would go to the pool of Siloam.
他会去希罗亚的池子。
Now the pool of Siloam, it actually is a spring that comes out from underneath the temple mountain.
所以事实上这个池子呢，它是从哪里出来的？就是从那个一个泉水哈，这个泉水是从圣殿山的那个岩石里出来的。
And that's important for you to remember because it'll come up later.
因为这个很重要，这个等一会儿会出来。
So the priests would dip every day. Part of the ceremony was to dip some water into a container. And here we see a modern. They're still doing that today.
那刚才那幅图呢，是描述当时哈。这是个相片了，这是今天的祭司依然还是在做这个事情。
Even though they don't have any temple,
即便他们已经没有圣殿了，犹太人现在圣殿是个清真寺。
They still carry on the practice today. That's within the last few years of a picture.
对，这是几年前的一幅照片啊。那所以祭司呢，还是要去池子里去舀一个器皿的水出来。
And then.It was carried up to the, it was carried up into the temple. That water.
然后这样的一壶水呢，会一直从池子那边一直带到圣殿里来。那这就要进圣殿了。
Every day they did this of the seven days.
七天的祝棚节里，每天他们都会做这个仪式。
But on the last day, it says verse 37.
这就是三十七节的意思了。在最后一天，节期的最后一天。
It's the greatest day.
这是最大的那一天。
And it's the last day of the festival. It concludes all the festival.
它是整个庆祝节日的最后一天，也是终结的一天。
And as they carry up the, I don't know what happened to your nice pointer. What did they do with it? No.That's okay. We'll use this one here. As they carry up to the, there was a singing, there was dancing, there was the trumpets blowing.
所以你看这样的一个场景里呢，有唱诗的，有跳舞的哈，还有吹号的。
And there would be the There would be also reciting five psalms. They would recite the psalms. They Psalms 113 to Psalm 118, the Great Halal, they call it.
然后同时呢，他们会唱五个的诗篇哈，就是诗篇的113到118啊，我们可以去看一下。
Psalm 113. And to Psalm 118, that would be six great psalms.
六个113到118，六个特别著名、特别好的诗篇，想赞美的。
And so what they would sing, they'd start out Psalm 113, verse 1, "Praise the Lord."
比方说113的第一节，诗篇113第一节，你们要赞美耶和华。
And they would continue reciting this psalm. And then you come to the last verse of Psalm 114. Or Psalm 114, the whole psalm is it's a review, or it reminds them again of their trip through the, out of Egypt.And into the promised land.
那诗篇114呢，就是都在讲他们出埃及在旷野的那个过程哈，就是要他们记得神是怎么带领他们的。
Then in verse 8 it talks about he turned the rock into a pool and a hard rock into springs of water.
好的，114第八节就讲到他是神是怎么样叫磐石变成水泉的。
And,Then Psalm 115 ends with "Praise the Lord."
然后诗篇115结束在要赞美耶和华这句经文上。
And Psalm 116 ends with "Praise the Lord."
116也是结束在你们要赞美耶和华。
Psalm 117 ends with "Praise the Lord."
117也是结束在你们要赞美耶和华。
And then at the end of this, we find there in the end of Psalm 118, we have the in verse 25. This is the word there is Hosanna, Lord, save us. That word is Hosanna.
25节到118到25节，耶和华求你拯救，在原文里就是何塞纳哈，就是何塞纳。
You remember that that was quoted on the day that the Lord Jesus came into Jerusalem on the donkey.
你都记得耶稣最后一天进耶路撒冷的时候，骑驴进耶路撒冷的时候，民众一起喊的就这个词了，就是何塞纳，何塞纳。
So the praise, they're praising the Lord there.As the priest goes up to the temple and he's going to pour out that water, and the cry of the people. Now, this is the very climax, is when the people cry out, Save us, Lord! Because they're surrounded by Romans. They don't have their own land, really.
So, you can 想象这个场景啊，前面的六天呢，每天都是停在。赞美啊！你们要赞美耶和华。到最后那一天的，就是耶和华求你拯救呢。那个祭司拿着这个水一路走到这个圣殿来，然后所有的民众一起会喊哈，好赞呐哈，好赞呐，就是 save us， 就是神呐、啊，求你拯救。因为他们当时就周围全是什么，全是罗马兵丁啊，全是罗马人嘛，所以这是从他们里面喊出来的，想要拯救的这么一颗心。
And so those six psalms that are recited as they bring the water up, it ends with a petition to God, Save us, O God.
所以这六个诗篇到最后呢，它会结束在一个向神的祈求上，说神啊，求你救我，这就是那个高潮了。
And then, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It's a cry for the Messiah.
Verse 26. 26节哈，奉耶和华名来的是应当称颂的，这就是在讲耶稣了。
And then in verse 26 again it says, From the house of the Lord we bless you.
我们从耶和华的殿中为你们祝福。
Now are you starting to get the picture? That the Lord is there, the Messiah is among them.
你可以看见那个场景啊，主就在那里啊，弥赛亚就站在他们中间呢。
And then, it says here, the Lord is God, and He has made us His light shine upon us. Does that remind you of the Lord Jesus saying, "I am the light of the world"?
耶和华是神，二十七节，他用光照了我们。这有没有让你想起就是耶稣啊？耶稣说他就是从神来的光。
And then it says, with bows in hand, join the festival procession.What they did is they would cut down boughs and they would wave them before the altar. This is a method that they used to celebrate the coming Messiah.
The boughs is
the boughs in hand joined. Remember when they cut boughs down and they threw them in front of the Lord Jesus when he came into Jerusalem?
Palm branches. 他们要拿着棕榈枝啊，这个中文没翻出来啊，他说要拿着棕榈枝在神面前要摇一下 with bows in hand. Bow 就是那个棕榈枝啊，棕榈枝是拿在手里的。
They waved them. But when Jesus came into Jerusalem, they cut down those boughs.And they threw them down before him. You see.
你记得耶稣在进到耶路撒冷的时候呢，很多人都砍了那个棕榈枝，然后呢，都把这棕榈枝铺到这个地上啊，然后那个驴在从棕榈枝上走过去的，然后大家在喊何塞纳。
It's like a red carpet.
就像今天的红地毯一样啊，就今天的红毯啊，这当时就是棕榈枝了。
And then they cry out at the end there.You, verse 28, you are my God, I will give you thanks. You are my God, I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
28节，你是我的神，我要称谢你。你是我的神，我要尊崇你。 你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
Now turn to Isaiah 12:3. Isaiah 12:3.
以赛亚书的十二章三节，十二章三节1128页。
And they would also sing this verse.On that occasion.
三节哈，十二章三节。
Isaiah 12:3, with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name.
所以你们必从救恩的泉源欢然取水，在那日你们要说，当称谢耶和华，求告他的名。
So,Not only was the water, the water was a symbol of how the Lord had satisfied their physical need in the wilderness, but it was a symbol of their spiritual need, how they'd be satisfied by the life of God, the refreshing new life from God.
所以水不单是一个它满足人肉体需要的一个必需品，它也代表着我们灵里真正需要的神的生命，从耶稣基督来，神的生命和话语，它是一个预表啊，一个形象的比喻。
Now, this, I do apologize again. I couldn't get that picture any bigger.
很抱歉，我这个图又小了一点。
But there you see the priests pouring out the water.
这里你看见这个祭司就把水倒出来了。
Or if you can have it in your imagination, might be better.
你可以脑子里想一想，他是到圣殿的时候，他把水倒掉。
So after all the joy and the celebration, the singing, the dancing, the repeating the psalms, the priests pour out that water.
所以在一切的庆祝、唱诗、赞美。歌唱，然后之后呢，圣殿祭司到了那以后，就把水倒在圣殿。
And that's the climax of the Feast of Tabernacles on that last great day.
那在最后一天，这样的一个，他们读到那个经文之后呢，这个就是一个高潮了。
There's a stop, there's a quiet, because there's going to be some more sacrifices in the afternoon.And then they begin to take the tabernacles down. They dash their palm leaves on the ground. And then they all begin to disperse and go to their homes.
然后这个是中午的时候啊，然后下午呢还会有些，所以当中会有一个短暂的停顿。在这个完了倒完水之后会有短暂的停顿，下午呢会有一些更多的献祭哈，有些祭物要杀掉。之后呢完了。就停了，就所有的帐篷就拆了，然后大家把那棕榈枝打一打，来聚集一起过节的人就各都分散回自己家乡了，就结束了。
It was at this very moment when the climax ended and there was a quiet that Jesus stood up in a high part because normally the teachers would preach sitting down.
所以，就在那样的一个时刻，高潮已经结束了，突然有个安静的时刻了。耶稣站起来，站在高处，就是平时，祭司们或者文士们讲道的地方。
And just at that time, he stood up, and he cried with a loud voice.
然后他站起来呢，就高声的说，就是三十七节的。
There we have it in John chapter 7.
就是七章的约翰福音七章的
verse 37
三十七节，这高声的说就是这样的一个时刻了。
If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
And as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him.
他说信我的人，就如经上。It's 37, right?
37. Yep, 37. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. And whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within.
37和38节，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Had they heard that invitation before?
你有没有在这之前听到过这样的邀请？
Oh yes, they have. Isaiah chapter 55.
在以赛亚书五十五章，他们听过这样的邀请啊。
Isaiah chapter 55。
以赛亚五十五。
This is Jehovah talking through the prophet.
一千两百页。
Isaiah。
这是耶和华借着先知以赛亚所说的话。
It's an invitation to the thirsty.
这是给干渴者的邀请。
Come all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy, eat, and so on.
你们一切干渴的都当进水来，五十五章一节。没有银钱的也可以来，你们都来买了吃，不用银钱。
Come to the waters. Who is the source of those waters? In the temple that day,The Lord Jesus stood up and said, I am the source.
所以他说一切干渴的就进水来，谁是那个水呢？谁是活水的源泉呢？在那节气的最后一日，在最重要的时刻，耶稣站起来说，他就是那活水的源头。
So it's, there's no, make no mistake, the children of Israel, they look back in their pastThey saw the rock was struck. The water came from the rock.
所以犹太人当他回望历史的时候，他们就记得在旷野那个杖啊，摩西的杖击打磐石，水就从磐石里出来。
That's a picture of what the Lord Jesus himself would happen to him. He is the rock.And when he died upon the cross, he was struck, as it were, with the rod of God's judgment for sin.
这就是一个耶稣基督自己非常形象的图景了。因为耶稣上十字架的时候也是被击打了，那就像磐石被击打出水一样。耶稣在十字架上，他把自己献上，他就变成后面活水的源泉。
So.As he stood that day in the temple, it must have stopped everything.
如果他站在那天，站在圣殿上，就可以停止所有的事。
It was a powerful moment in the life of that nation.
在那个国家的那个时刻，这是一个最重要的时刻，非常有力的时刻。
They had all the Old Testament.
因为所有的听众可都是知道旧约的。
And so they would have known that this one that came had to be the very Messiah from God.
所以他们应该知道，这个讲的这个人，应该就是弥赛亚自己了。
Now his invitation is a personal one. He says, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink."
他的这个邀请其实是个人式的。他说，人若渴了，就到我这里来，任何人都可以。
All the other teachers, they taught, they gave the people knowledge, but the Lord Jesus, it wasn't just for knowledge that they would come to him. This world is, and that world that they lived in at that time is dry of spirit. There was no spirit, nothing spiritual necessarily in all the ceremonies that went on.
所以他和一切的教师不一样的，就是教师只是给你知识哈，耶稣是给你生命。所以即便那个时候所有犹太人是在过这个节，但是里面是没有灵的，他只是在遵循一个仪式，他们的灵里是非常枯干的，就是他们的心里是非常饥渴的。
How many of those people now were prepared to go back home to their old lives, the same problems, face the same problems?
所以在这样的一天呢，他们是节气的最后一天，有多少人就准备收拾好行装， 就回到他原来的生活里去，去面对同样没有解决的那些系列的困难呢？很多很多这样的。
It was probably very exciting for a little while.
也许是非常高兴的，但是很短的一点时间了。
But their deepest needs had not been met.
但他们心里呢最深的需要完全没有得到满足，不会因为这样的一个仪式而得到满足。
So the Lord Jesus that day, if anybody's still thirsty.
所以耶稣会在这最后的时刻站起来说，谁若里面是饥渴的，就到他这里去。
Are you spiritually without any refreshment?
是不是你的灵里没有任何的源头的活水呢？是饥渴的。
That's the question that cry from the temple would put to every person that heard him.
所以那样的一次，他站起来高声说，大声的邀请。是说到每个人心里去的。
If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
And if any, he says, whoever believes that to drink is to believe.
所以三十八节说，信我的人，那喝是什么意思呢？怎么喝耶稣呢？信他就是了。
It wasn't enough that day just to hear, it wasn't enough just to be at that ceremony and hear those words from the temple. One needed to receive the Lord Jesus, needs to believe in Him.
所以不仅仅是听见这些话，看见这个场景呢是不够的，人必须得接受这个话到自己的心里，才真的喝到这个水。
No. It's interesting that where he was standing that day in the temple, the prophetic scriptures speak of a time when water is going to come out of the temple itself.
所以很有意思啊，就他当天站的地方是圣殿啊，先知也说到了水是会从圣殿流出来。
It wasn't just that they were looking back to the wilderness experience, but they were expecting that from the temple itself there would be a great outflow of water.
所以他们并不是在只在回到那个旧约的时代，那个旷野里面水从殿里流出来啊，那他们更是指在当时耶稣能够站在那里，水。耶稣就那个活水的源头，就从圣殿流出。
Here's what their expectations were. Zechariah 14 and verse 8. Zechariah, second last book of the Old Testament.
14, right?
Zechariah 14 verse 8.
撒迦利亚十四章的八节啊，1545页。
Chapter 14 of Zechariah speaks of some details of the day of the Lord, when the Lord Jesus is going to come from heaven with power and glory and set up his kingdom on earth.
所以撒迦利亚书是在讲主的日子的一个预言啊，就是神要耶稣要来建立他国度的时候会发生的事。
Verse 3, we read that the Lord will go out and fight against those nations as he fought in the day of battle. And on that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives east of Jerusalem. And the Mount of Olives will be split in two from east to west, forming a great valley, and so on.
三节，耶和华必出去与那些国征战，好像从前征战一样。然后四节，他就讲他的脚站在耶路撒冷。东面的橄榄山上啊，这个紧跟着他又继续往下说了。
So this is at the end of the great tribulation, when the church is already in heaven, but we're dealing with God's purging of His people Israel, and He's coming to the earth to set up His kingdom after judging the nations.
这个时候的讲的是呢，已经是教会被提了以后啊，大灾难的七年大灾难之后末尾的事情，神要达成他对以色列的国度的应许发生的事。
On that day after this great earthquake and there's a valley that's opened up, it says in verse 8, on that day living water will flow out from Jerusalem, half to the eastern sea and half to the western sea in summer and in winter.
那日会有大的地震之后呢，一定有活水从耶路撒冷出来，一半往东海流，一半往西海流，就往东往西两个方向。
This will actually literally take place at the end of the tribulation period.
所以这个会真正会发生的一件事啊，就在大灾难之后末尾的时候会发生的事。
Now Ezekiel gives us more information that the actual source of that water comes from the temple itself. Ezekiel.
以西结书呢，就给了我们更详细的记述，就是这个水其实就是从哪来的呢？他这里只是讲的从耶路撒冷来。以西结书告诉我们，就是从圣殿里出来的。
Ezekiel chapter 47.
以西结的四十七章。
This temple, this is the temple of the future.
1425页哈，1425页。
This is the instructions on how to build the future temple at Jerusalem.
这是告诉我们未来，耶路撒冷新的圣殿神是会怎么造的。这个是个预言，现在还没有成呢。
The instructions that are given in the last chapters of Ezekiel are detailed instructions that are being studied by the Jews today.
那47和48，尤其48章哈，就今天的犹太人是学习的非常清楚和详细的。这是他们今天的以色列人、犹太人一直在准备做这个48章的内容。这是最后的犹太人新的圣殿哈，但这个位置现在是清真寺，所以以西结在旧约的时代他也就已经讲到了，这是没有实现的预言之一啊。圣经还有好多预言没有实现。
And they have plans already to build the temple in Jerusalem. This is the new temple, the third temple.
这是第三圣殿啊，以色列的第三圣殿。
So Ezekiel chapter 40 to Ezekiel chapter 40 to 48. There's 9 chapters.They talk about the new temple.
对，这整个新的圣殿，一共以西结书花了九章在讲，就是四十章开始，一直到49章。以西结书的四十章开始，他就在讲这圣殿的，要一直到48章啊，一共九章的内容。
When we come to chapter 47, near the end, they're talking about the setting up of that temple.
那当他来到47章的时候呢？就是快到这个结束的时候，就他就开始讲这个圣殿的内容了。
And verse 1, we read, The man brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water coming out from under the threshold of the temple toward the east.
47章说，他带我回到殿门，见殿的门槛下有水往东流出。
And the water was coming down from under the south side of the temple, south.Of the altar.
这水在从门槛下由殿的右边在祭坛的南边往下流。
This is where they poured out the water at the side of the altar.
所以它这里的描述哈，它这种水的流法就是祭司们倒水的那个地方的那个位置啊，刚刚好就是个新的圣殿里水。就从这里涌出来的。
And you read this chapter, the water continued, it got bigger and bigger and bigger until it was a huge stream.
然后呢，紧跟着你再往下读，你会发现它这里的描述，就这个水呢，越变越大，越变越大越大。然后呢，到一个程度就不能淌过去了。你看这个到第五节以后就淌不过了，就变成一条河了，要游了。
It's going to flow into the Dead Sea.
然后呢，它就会一直流到死海去。
The Dead Sea is going to be able to support a fish. It's going to, from a dead sea, it's going to be a living sea.
然后呢，水流到死海以后呢，死海会开始，淡化哈，开始鱼可以生长了，就不再是死海了，变活海了。
Isn't that a picture of the human soul in salvation?
这是不是就是一个人灵魂的得救啊？就是这样，就不再死了，活了。
Like the Dead Sea, dead in sins, that's us, no life.
就像死海呢，我们是死在罪中的，我们在里面是没有生命的。
And then, someone believes in the Lord Jesus, that living water comes into their soul.
当一个人接受耶稣基督，这活水就进到他的灵里。
And that's what the Lord Jesus is speaking about there when he cries out, "Anybody who believes in me, they out of their belly will come rivers of living water."
这就是耶稣最后喊的，信我的，他的里面会流出活水的江河来，就是这个意思。
So when the Lord Jesus stood there that day and made that great invitation,
所以耶稣那一天。发出那大的邀请的那一天
，Those Jewish people, they knew the scriptures.
这些犹太人他们是知道这个圣经的。
They knew what to expect.
他们也知道要期待什么来。
This wasn't just something new that he brought upon them.
他并不是提出一个新的事情。
God had been preparing the people of Israel for 2,000 years from the time of Abraham to the time of the Lord Jesus.
耶稣预备了犹太人2000年啊，从亚伯拉罕的时代直到耶稣的时代啊，预备了犹太人2000年。
He had been preparing the people to receive the king.
神一直预备犹太人去接受、等候并接受那个王啊，就是耶稣。
And so when he spoke about, if you believe in me.Living waters are going to come out from you.
所以他会说呢，如果你相信我，里面就流出活水的江河。
Now the prophetic picture is that the waters come out of the temple.
所以预言呢，我们刚才读的几个预言书，他讲到的那个场景是水从圣殿流出来。
We look at another river. That was a river that is going to come out of the.Out of the temple, and that's going to last for 1,000 years during the millennium.
You mean this real?
The millennial temple that will be when the Lord Jesus comes from heaven to earth to set up His kingdom, that water's going to flow out from Ezekiel, the Ezekiel's temple, right?It's going to flow for 1,000 years.
那这个河呢，就当时就以西结讲的这条河呢，会在那个大灾难之后哈，它会在整个千禧年里，它会一直的流啊，就是会是千禧年里一直有的活水的河，就是刚才以西结书讲的，这是一条真实的河，未来。
就是流到死海是吧？
哎，对，就这条河会是在大灾难之后，它会从圣殿流出来。然后流出来的水是越来越大越来越大，就成了一条河。这条河会是整个千禧年里耶稣作王千禧年里，它是一直在的。
这就是那个源头是在圣殿。
源头是在圣殿里出来的。
可现在还没有。
现在没有，现在圣殿不是一个清真寺吗？对，圣殿是个清真寺。
Now the temple.We know is the dwelling place of God.
那我们知道圣殿呢是神的住处哈。
God had told Moses that I will dwell among the people.
神告诉摩西啊，他说我要跟人同住。
And he dwelt in the most holy place, didn't he?
然后他就住在那至圣的地方啊，就是圣殿。
He dwelt between the two cherubim.Above the mercy seat, he dwelt there among the children of Israel.
然后呢，在以色列人之间呢，他是在住在哪呢？住在那个圣殿里的圣所里的至圣所里，就是上面有个约柜，约柜上面有两个基路伯天使，然后呢，基路伯下面是一个施恩座，就在这个上面，那神的宝座就在那。
And so that That dwelling place of God in the temple, it's from the temple that water is going to flow out.
然后就是在这个圣殿之下，水呢开始流出来。
Now, that's just a picture.
这只是一个图景啊。
Because there's another eternal reality.
然后它是预表了一个永恒的属灵的意思。
That's just an illustration, a crude cartoon drawing of the real.
它只是就像一个漫画一样，它只是画出来，然后呢，让你明白里面隐藏的属灵的道理。
Turn to.
虽然它这个也是真实的，不是编的，以后也会有。
Turn to Revelation chapter 22.
我们看一下启示录的22章啊。启示录是最后一卷书。全圣经最后一卷书最后一章，你翻到最后就有了。22章，生命河。
And verse 1.
1节，22章1节。
Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God.And of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city.
天使又指示我在城内街道当中有一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
Who was the Lord Jesus claiming to be that day when he said, I am the source of the water?
谁？耶稣在那天说，我是活水的源头，他其实就在说什么？
They understood that he was saying that day,Come to me and drink. He was claiming to be God Himself.
所以每一个犹太人在那个时候其实都知道，他说到我这里来，我就是活水的源头。其实耶稣就是在声称呢，他就是神自己了。
The very source of the Spirit.
那属灵的这个源泉就是从他那流出来。
So that's when the Lord Jesus there in John chapter 7.Makes that great cry there on the last day.
所以约翰福音的七章呢，耶稣站起来高声喊的那一句啊，它是一个特别大的一个邀请，最后的一天。
He says this: If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. And whoever believes in me, as the Scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him.
人若渴了可以到我这里来喝，信我的人如同经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河。
Now that's an astounding thing, isn't it?
这是一个特别令人吃惊的事。
It's one thing to be drink and be satisfied. It's one thing to be to drink and then you're satisfied.
所以你喝了得到满足是一回事。
But the Lord Jesus is saying,If you drink from me, you will be a source of water for others.
那耶稣这里讲的意思是呢，你要喝我这个水呢，你不但得满足啊，你自己会成为那活水的源泉，从你那里流出。
That's an astounding statement.
这个是一个非常令人吃惊的表述了。
Not only will you be personally satisfied.But you can give satisfaction to others.
所以你自己不但得满足，你也可以给别人以满足。
Now we'll continue on this. I think we're going to take a break now, and we'll continue on this thought when we return.
对，我们会一会儿来继续这个话题哈。
Do you have any?
Yeah.
Want to add
no, we're okay.
Great, okay.
好，那我们做一个，我们做一个结束的祷告。你在天上的父，谢谢您啊，谢谢您把这宝贵的话语赐给我们。我们知道，主在那一天发的邀请，今天依然是真实的。我们盼望我们每一个人都能够接受这邀请，接受基督成为我们的救主。我们不但灵里得宝足，我们更是里面会有活水的江河流出来，是吧？谢谢您啊，我们就盼望每一个人不但听见更来到您面前来接受。谢谢您，求您祝福我们一会儿的宴食，奉主耶稣基督的名感恩。
Amen.
做一个祷告。
Father, we want this for your grace to us.
主啊，我们要再次谢谢您，因为您的恩典。
We want to hear the voice of the Savior.
我们想听见我们救主的声音。
We don't want to listen to any other voice.
我们不想听其他的声音。
The voice of the one who came to give himself as a sacrifice on the cross.
那一位把自己献在十架上为我们的罪而死的主的声音。
The one who came not to seek his own glory, but your glory.
那一位来不要寻求他自己的荣耀，而要彰显神荣耀的声音。
He is the true shepherd.
他是那真的牧人。
We hear his voice. We want to follow him.
我们听见他的声音，我们就愿意跟随他。
So Lord, we pray that each of us, Lord, might have hearts that are pure, and that we might want to continue to follow him.
是吧？我们愿意每一个人都有一颗纯净的心，愿意持续的跟随我们的主。
We pray, Lord, by your Holy Spirit that He sent from heaven, that you would guide and teach us today.
我们盼望您赐给我们圣灵，带领我们，引导我们跟随他。
Lord, we just ask these things now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
You know, we have that invitation again. The Lord, His invitation, anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink, verse 37. And then He goes on to say, in that loud voice of His, that day, with the attention of everyone upon Him, He says in verse 38, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, and they should have understood what that scripture said, streams of living water will flow from within him.
所以那一天呢，耶稣用一个特别大的声音，特别高的地方，然后说的这句话，到38节，他说，信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。他周围的人都明白这话他讲的什么意思，因为他说经上所说，所以这就意味着他已经把自己摆在了那弥赛亚救主的位置上。
And so the Lord Jesus, he points back as the authority, the scripture themselves, as the scriptures have said, out of you will come rivers of living water.
所以他开始把自己放在旧约的圣经的特别的指出来的这个人的位置上啊，所以每一个人在当时听见的都明白。
Now, John, the writer John gives us an explanation here of what the Lord Jesus, is saying.
所以使徒约翰在这里呢，给了我们一点解释，就是耶稣讲的什么意思。
That is verse 39 gives the modern reader us that were not Jews.Gives us some explanation.
那三十九节就是使徒约翰给我们的一些解释，因为我们不是犹太人，我们现代的人读这个，读三十九节就能明白了。
Now the Jews should have known this.
那犹太人按道理是应该明白的。
Because the picture of water in the Old Testament is a picture of the Spirit of God.
因为旧约里水呢，总是预表着神的圣灵。
The quenching of a physical thirst is just a picture of the Spirit quenching our spiritual thirst.
所以我们肉体的干渴和得着满足其实就是一个图景，也是我们灵里的饥渴得着满足。
So verse 39 is really a commentary for those that are not well taught in the scriptures.
所以39节就是那些在在旧约圣经里没有得着很好教导的人，就是能够明白三十九节可以做个解释。
And so he says in verse 39, by this he meant the Spirit. You see, the thirst there, the living water is the Spirit, whom those who believed in him would were later to receive.
耶稣说这话是指要信他之人要受圣灵所说的。
And when he talks about later to receive, because he explains further, up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified.
因为那时还没有赐下圣灵来，是因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
Now, the Lord Jesus, this blessing that the Lord Jesus is going to give, if we come unto Him and drink,The blessing that we will receive is conditional upon His glorification.
所以我们的要得着的祝福啊，前提是耶稣得着他的荣耀。
Now, in order for the Lord Jesus to be glorified, He must first die, be buried, raised the third day.And then ascend to the glory he had with his father.
那耶稣要得着荣耀呢，他必须要先要受难，为我们的罪，然后被埋葬，然后三天以后复活，回到父神的右边，就得着荣耀了。
He could have gone right back to heaven.
他也可以直接回到天上。
He could have bypassed, if he had bypassed the cross and gone straight to heaven, which he could have.
就如果他略过这个受难这个环节，直接回天上，他也可以这么做。
We would not be able to receive the Spirit.
那我们就没有办法接受圣灵了。
His glorification would come by obeying the Father.
因为他的荣耀呢，是借着顺服天父的旨意而得着的。
He could not avoid the cross.
因为他不能够忽略或者避免十字架。
When he was sent into the world as a baby, he came into the world voluntarily himself. And he came to fulfill the will of the Father.
所以当他来到地上以婴孩的形式来，以人的形式来，他来就是要满足父神的旨意的。
God's will that he gave his only begotten son to the cross of Calvary.
那神的旨意就是把他的圣子唯一的独生子赐给我们啊，死在十字架上。
There was no other way for mankind to be redeemed.
因为没有除此之外没有其他的路，人类可以靠着得救。
It was impossible.
这是不可能的。
And the whole world was under judgment, condemnation.
那整个世界都在定罪审判之下。
Facing an eternity without Christ, without God.
我们都面临一个永恒，没有神的，没有基督的永恒。
So the Lord Jesus came.
然后耶稣来了。
Now the reason he couldn't pour out the Spirit without the cross is very simple.
那他不能够，略过十字架哈，直接去天堂是原因非常简单。
The Spirit of God is a Holy Spirit.
因为神的圣灵啊，是一个神圣的、圣洁的。
And the Spirit of God could never come into a man or woman that is unholy.
所以呢，神的圣灵不能来到一个人里面哈。这个人如果是不圣洁的，他圣灵是不能到他里面来的。
In order for the Spirit of God to come into us, we need to be cleansed from all our sins.
所以神的圣灵要住进来呢，我们里面的罪呢要得着洁净。
Remember we talked earlier, some months ago, maybe years ago now, I can't remember, but we talked about John the Baptist baptizing the Lord Jesus.
我们都记得以前我们讲过，施洗的约翰哈、啊，要给耶稣施洗。
And that day.At the banks of the Jordan River, John was instructed by God. He said, when you see the Spirit of God coming down and remaining on a man, then you'll know that that is the one from God.
那个时候的施洗约翰知道这样的预言和命令啊，就是他说当他施洗的时候，他看见天上的圣灵呢像鸽子一样降在一个人的身上，那这个人呢就是要来的弥赛亚。
In the Old Testament, the Spirit of God came upon men and women for specific times and for specific purposes.
在旧约里面呢，圣灵只能临到一个人呢，在一个短暂的时间和一个特别的目的上。
But the Spirit of God never ever came into any man or woman in the Old Testament times.
在旧约里从来没有圣灵进到一个人里面常住在他里面，没有，没有一个这样的例子。
The Holy Spirit was external.
所以圣灵呢，对人来说，它是一个，它就不能在里面的外在的东西。
But when the Lord Jesus came that day, He was full of the Spirit, and when the Spirit came down and rested upon Him, it was a visual symbol or visual proof to John the Baptist that this was the very Son of God.
所以当耶稣在地上的时候，他是充满了圣灵，所以他那受洗从水里出来的时候，圣灵降下来，就住在他里面。这就是一个非常鲜明的图景，就告诉我们，我们得救了以后，圣灵住到我们里面的一个样子。
He was full of the Spirit from the time that he was born. From the time he was born, it's true.
所以从他出生的时候呢，他里面就有圣灵。
So if he had gone right back to heaven, which he wouldn't, but if he had bypassed the cross, the Holy Spirit would never be able to inhabit men and women.
所以如果他越过这个十字架的部分，他直接回天堂呢，我们在地上的人就没有办法得着这圣灵内住的恩典。
In order for mankind to receive the Spirit of God, two things had to happen.
所以为了要人要得着这圣灵啊，有两件事情必须要满足。
First of all, God's righteousness must be satisfied.
第一呢，神的公义必须要得着满足。
Mankind has sinned against God.
因为整个人呢，向神犯罪了。
God's throne has been his throne, sin has placed a bad name on God's throne.
所以罪呢是玷污了神的宝座的名啊。
And then also, man's sins must be forgiven.
而且呢，人已犯的罪呢是需要被救赎的。
So God's justice must be satisfied.
所以神的公义呢是需要得着满足的。
If sin is not judged, then you could say that God is not just.
所以如果罪是没有得审判呢，神就不是公义的。
Murderers, killers, rapists, they can get away for nothing if God does not punish sin.
那这些的杀人的、放火的、抢劫的，那他们就可以逃脱任何的审判，因为神若不审判，那就没有意义了。
So his justice must be satisfied. That's why Jesus came as our sacrifice.
所以公义必须得到满足，这就是耶稣为什么要来，成为我们的替代啊，他去牺牲来成为罪的审判的代价。
So he was our substitute, taking our place.
所以他是我们的替代者，站在我们的位置上。
And as a result of God's righteousness being satisfied, he can then come out and forgive, and on the basis of simple faith. That's what he's chosen, the way he's chosen.
所以当他的公义得到满足了以后呢，一切在他里面信他的人呢，就得着这个礼物了。
Now, there's a cleansed people ready. But it says the Lord Jesus must be glorified. Verse 39. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given because Jesus had not been glorified. So in order to be glorified, he needed to die, be buried, raised again, and go back to heaven. That's glorified at God's right hand.
所以这就是为什么三十九节后半段说耶稣尚未得着荣耀，就是因为耶稣在那个时候还没有死埋升天，所以这件事情没发生，罪就没有得着审判，人就还没有 得到圣灵的前提，所以圣灵就还没有降下来，所以它是一级一环一环这么过来的逻辑。
Now to understand what that means, we go to the Lord's Prayer in John chapter 17. Ahead in your book.
我们要理解这一段呢，我们再可以往后翻一点啊。
John chapter 17,
十七章，同样一个福音书啊，十七章。
John chapter 17 and we'll read verses 1 to 5.
我们可以读一节到五节。
You want to read it around there?
Okay. 耶稣说了这话，就举目望天说：“父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你。
正如你曾赐给他权柄，管理凡有血气的。”叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人，
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事我已成全了。
父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以先我同你所有的荣耀。
So there we see that in verse 1, his first part of his prayer to his father. Now remember, this prayer is a prayer that the Lord Jesus prays just before he is taken captive by the Jews and killed the next morning. Mm-hmm.
所以这个祷告是耶稣在犹太人来抓他之前的最后的一个祷告，第二天他就上十字架了。
And his prayer is what? To glorify your son. Verse 1.
所以一节他的祷告是什么？愿你荣耀你的儿子。
And he says this in verse 4, I have glorified you, I have brought you glory on earth by completing the workYou gave me to do.
四节，我在地上已经荣耀你啊，你所托付我的事我已经成全了。
He had completely finished the work that God had him to do, but there was one more thing to do.
所以他已经完成了神要他做的事，只剩一件了。
That was to lay down his life.
就是把他的生命献上。
He was going to be made sin.
他会替我们成为罪。
He was going to be forsaken of his God.
对，他会被神所遗弃啊。
And then, as an orphan, he would not have glory. During the time that he was made sin, every curse of mankind, every bit of dishonor.That man has given everything will be heaped upon him in shame and cursing upon the cross.
在那审判的时候，他是没有荣耀的。每一个人所犯的罪，所招来的咒诅，所带来的审判，都会堆积在他的身上。在那一刻
，glory is to receive glory is the opposite of receiving a curse.
所以得着荣耀的对立面就是得着咒诅，对吧？
And he's saying, Father, glorify me. The father's going to curse him.
所以他说的父啊，求你荣耀我啊，但父就是却要咒诅他，在那一刻。
That shows you how obedient the son was.
这让你看见这个圣子是何等的顺服。
And there was no other way.That we could be redeemed.
因为没有别的路啊，可以使我们得救赎。
But he looks beyond the cross.
但他看见了，已经超越了十字架的那一刻。
It says, "It was for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross."
因为他说，正是因为前面的喜乐哈，他就忍受着十字架。
He despised the shame.
他就轻看这羞辱。
And now he is set down at the right hand of God.
现在呢，他坐在天上父神的右边。
He's going to be. He was glorified by the Father.
因为他被神荣耀了他的名。
He was not only raised from the dead, but he was raised to the very highest place in heaven.
所以他不但从死里复活，他被高举到天上父神的右边。
At the Father's right hand.
最高的位置。
To share in the glory that he had before the world began, he says in verse 5.
去得着他在万事以前已经有的与父同享的荣耀，第五节。
But he would be further glorified because it says that he is going to bring many sons to glory.
然后他也会得着更多的荣耀，因为他说呢，会有很多的，他会带众子啊，就是我们这些。基督徒他会带众子一同进到荣耀里去。
Because of that bringing many sons to glory, he is the conqueror leading those sons to glory. He has an augmented glory, a higher glory as a result.
所以，带着这些众子哈，会增加他的荣耀，他会更多的荣耀，因为他，在这之前只是他一个人上去，现在有更多的人跟着他一起上去。
So there's the glory, a little bit of the glory that he says the Lord has not been, he had not yet been glorified.
所以这里讲到一点的荣耀，就是
Go back to John 7.
我们回到约翰福音七章。
And then it would be after he was glorified that he would be able to send the Spirit of God.
所以得着荣耀之后呢，就能够赐圣灵了。
Now go to John 14.
我们再看一点的约翰福音的十四章。
John 14.
John 14, 14章。
John 14 and verses 15 into 17.
15节到17节。
Here again, it's in the upper room. He's talking to his disciples on the last night.
这是在那逾越节晚餐的那个房间哈。
I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Sorry, I'm got the wrong chapter. 15.
15.
Chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world can't receive him or accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and, he says, will be in you.
你们若爱我就必遵守我的命令我要求父父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师叫他永远与你们同在就是真理的圣灵乃世人不能接受的因为不能见他也不认识他你们却认识他因为他常与你们同在也要在你们里面
And then verse
25 节
All this I've spoken while still with you But verse 26 says But the counselor the Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in my nameHe will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I've said to you.
我还与你们同住的时候已将这些话告诉你们说了但保惠师就是父我因我的名所要差来的圣灵他要将一切的事指教你们并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
Verse 7 of chapter 16.
再往后翻16章的七节。
But I tell you the truth, it's for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the counselor, that's another name for the Holy Spirit, we found out in chapter 14. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you.
16章7节，然后我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来。我若去，就差他来。
So that's the promise of the Father.
这是从父来的应许。
The Son will send the Holy Spirit.
圣子呢会差圣灵来到世间。
Or the Father will send the Holy Spirit at request of the Son.
父会应圣子的需要和要求啊，把圣灵差下到我们中间来。
And so when Jesus was glorified, we go back to John chapter 7, when Jesus is glorified, the Holy Spirit was sent in Jesus' name.
所以回到约翰福音七章三十九节呢，就当耶稣得着荣耀的时候呢，圣灵会因此而赐下来。
And that happened, that was fulfilled when?
这是什么时候得应验呢？
Everybody knows when that.
我们都知道哈，那个什么时候应验
？Fulfilled on the day of Pentecost.
就是在五旬节那一天，圣灵降下来，降到门徒中间。
It didn't just happen individually.
它并不是一个一个来的。
It happened collectively.
它是整体来的。
They were all gathered together in one place.
因为所有的人是聚集在一个地方，一个房间里。
And the baptism that took place then.2,000 years ago, when you believe in the Lord Jesus, that's when you were baptized.
所以那天的两千年前发生的那个受洗，就如果你相信耶稣基督呢，你就在那个受洗里有份。
God who knows the beginning from the end knows He baptized all the believers in that one time.
所以神是知道万有的。所以他是知道未来发生的事，所以所有一切以后要来的要信他的人他都知道，在那一天呢，圣灵降下来，所有的人是在圣灵的那一天降下来受了圣灵的。
1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13
哥林多前书的十二章十三节。306页，新约306页。
Paul is writing to the Corinthians about 35 or 40 years after the Lord Jesus was glorified.
耶稣得着荣耀之后的35到40年之后呢，保罗写了这个格林多书。
A whole generation after Pentecost when the church was baptized in the Holy Spirit.
所以当教会在圣灵里受洗了之后呢，这时候已经一代人过去了。
Not only that, these are Gentiles that live many, many hundreds of miles away from Jerusalem.
那这些的外邦人呢，虽然他们得救，但他们是住在离耶路撒冷非常远的地方。
So what does it say? It says here, for we were in the past tense, we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body.Whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, we were all given the one spirit to drink.
所以十三节呢，它这里原文用的是，我们都是从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，饮于一位圣灵。这个中文看不出时态，原文是能够有时态的。他说的这个受洗这个时态是过去的，是已经发生了的事情。
So when you When you come to the Lord Jesus, when you came, whenever you were saved, when you came to Him and received Him, you were sealed by the Holy Spirit at that moment. But you were baptized 2,000 years ago.
所以任何一个人来到基督面前得着救恩，你接受他，其实是圣灵在你里面印了一个印记。你真正接受的圣灵的洗是什么时候呢？是在两千年前的就那一刻，就是五旬节的那一刻。
So that's the baptism, that's the receiving. And what is the effect of that baptizing?
那是这样的一个受洗会有一个什么样的效果呢？
The Lord Jesus, the result is that the soul is first of all satisfied.
首先呢，他的灵魂得到满足了。
Our cup is full.
我们的杯满了。
However, don't forget the source of the Spirit.
也不要忘记呢，圣灵的源头啊。
It's the eternal throne of God.
这就是神永恒的宝座出来的。
There's no stopping the flow.
这个是活水是不停的。
It's not a tap that you turn off when you're full.
并不是说呢，你把水龙头关了，因为你满了。
It's a river that cannot be stopped.
这是一条江河啊，活水的江河是不停的。
And so, as we open ourselves up to the Lord Jesus, we become living springs of water.
当我们把自己全然谦卑交给神的时候呢，我们自己就成了活水的江河。
We're not storage tanks or reservoirs.
所以我们不是一个储水的池子。
Instead, we're channels of that eternal water.
相反，我们只是一个
the Spirit
管道。什么管道呢？这个活水流过的管道，不是在我们这存下的。
Remember the Lord Jesus speaking of that to the woman at the well.
记得耶稣在撒玛利亚那个井边跟那撒玛利亚妇人说的话吗？
John chapter 4.
看约翰福音的四章。
Verse 13.
四章的十三节。
Remember that poor woman coming to the well every day?
你记得这可怜的妇人每一天都来到这个井边。
She coming alone means that she was socially a social outcast.
她单独来是因为她真的在社交上是被孤立的。
She'd been married multiple times.
因为她已经结婚离婚很多次了。
She wasn't popular among the women of that village.
在那个村子里呢，其他的妇人呢都不怎么待见她。
So she was alone coming to the well.
所以她是孤独的一个人来到井边，每天都是。
At noon.
在中午的时候。
During the heat of the day.
日头最烈的时候。
No one comes to draw water.
没有人在那个时候出来去打水的，因为太热了。
But there was a man waiting for her there.
但是在那里有一个人却在等他。
And he is a Jew.
他却是个犹太人。
And he begins to talk to her very kindly.
但是这个犹太人呢，却跟他说话非常的和蔼。
And he asks her for some water to drink.
他就向这个妇人请求一点水喝。这个人就耶稣了。
She says, "You've got nothing to drink out of. You're going to drink out of me, my vessel?" A Samaritan?
那这个妇人就觉得你怎么一个犹太人跟我这个撒玛利亚人还要水喝呢？
See, Jews wouldn't even sit down and eat with a Samaritan, never mind drinking from the same cup.
那撒玛利亚人甚至不愿意跟犹太人一起坐下来，犹太人不愿意跟撒玛利亚人一起坐下吃饭，更别说跟他们一起用个杯子喝水。
She was completely now taken by this man, curious.
所以这个撒玛利亚妇人就非常的好奇。
And he tells her about living water.
然后耶稣就告诉她关于活水的事情。
He tells her about another source of water.
告诉她有另外一个活水的源头。
And he tells her she wants that water, but she doesn't understand.
然后这个妇人想要这个水，只不过她不能明白什么意思。
This well is really deep.
因为这个井啊很深呐。
You don't have anything to draw the water up with.
你没有用任何的器皿，你怎么能没有工具，你怎么打得了水呢？
The Lord Jesus says to her in verse 13.
所以这就是四章十三节的背景了。
Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again.
凡喝这水的还要再渴。
But whoever drinks the water that I give him will never thirst.
人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。
They'll be completely satisfied.
我所赐的水，
and then not only that, but as he,
他会永远的得到满足。
As he says in John chapter 7, he goes on and said, "Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life."
这也是为什么七章三十七节后面说，三十八节说，在他腹中要流出活水的江河。
Now just to connect a couple of thoughts that we had before our break.
那我们可以把一些的想法呢连起来哈，在我们停下之前。
We talked about the throne of God and the stream of clear water coming out from the throne of God.
那我们知道了有神的宝座，神的宝座底下会有水流出来。
It's a picture of the Spirit.
这就是一个属灵的一个景象画出来的预表。
But he's talking here, water is going to come from within us.
那他这里呢又讲到水是从我们里面流出来的。
That can only mean one thing.
那只能说明一个事。
God is actually indwelling the believer.
神是住在信徒里面的。
Have you ever thought of that?
你能想象这样的事吗？
Paul says, "Your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit."
因为保罗说呢，你的身体就是圣灵的殿。
Remember, it was a temple where they poured the water out in years after year after year after year, not realizing.
所以那些的祭司啊，每一年每一年每一年都去把那个水舀起来，在圣殿倒掉，舀起来在圣殿倒掉。他们真的不明白这个意思是什么。
But Jesus said, "Anybody thirsts, let him come to me."
那耶稣说呢，谁若渴了，就到我这里来。
And so we've come to him.
所以我们到他这里来。
And he indwells us, very God of the universe.
等我们相信他，他就住在我们里面了。这可是神呢，永生的神，他住在我们里面。
Have we really understood that?
我们真的明白这什么意思？
What a privilege it is!
这是多么大的荣幸呢！
God would come down and dwell in us.
神呐，永生的神从天上，他要住在我们里面。
It's almost beyond belief.
这是我们难以想象、难以相信。
Sure. I'm just thinking about what he was saying about God dwelling in us. You know, it changes a person's life altogether.When they know that God is dwelling within us, because you don't go places where God doesn't want you to go, because He's inside you. You don't want to say things that God is inside you, listening to you. You don't want to do things, knowing the fact that God is in you. So you're conscious of this fact that God is in you, that you, the Lord says, be holy as I am holy.And so it brings us to a standard of life that's much higher than the average person that's without the Spirit of God. You know this.
Yeah. 就说呢，圣灵内住在我们里面哈，它是一个特别重要的事实，它会改变我们的一生啊。就是呢，它会带着我们去，不去说那些不该说的话，不去做那些不该做的事。它就像你的良心，它比你的良心要声音要还要大，就它会让你真的实时的知道你当如何行。它是一个很好的老师，它随时教导你。
Okay, and what we were talking about that the Spirit of God can only come into a person and make his home there is if his house is cleaned out, his sin is forgiven by Jesus.And then and only then can the Spirit of God come into our lives and seal us and live in us, God with us inside us.
而这样的事情只有在什么情况下才能发生？就是一个人呢，他里面他已经认了他的罪，他已经得到赦免了，这就意味着呢，他房子已经干净了，这个圣灵才能住进来，否则他房子是脏的啊，圣灵就没办法进来。
Before that.The Spirit of God can speak to a person that's not a believer. He can speak to him once, he can speak to him twice. If he's gracious, he can speak to him three times and point him to Jesus and convict him of his sin and say, here is the Savior. He can save you from your sins.
在这之前呢，神的圣灵呢，带着人，他会做一个什么事？他会不停地跟人说，你要去到基督那里去，你要去认罪。他会说一遍两遍三遍，你要去接受这救恩，你要去得救，这是圣灵一直在一个不得救的人生命中做的工。
And a person can say no, no, no. And the more times a person says no, no, no to the Holy Spirit, the harder his heart becomes. It gets harder and harder and harder.
然后人呢可以拒绝，因为神从来不勉强人。一个人可以对圣灵的声音说不不不，他可以不停地说不，在不停地说不的过程当中呢，他的心会越变越硬的， 越来越硬，越来越硬，越来越硬。
And you know the Lord Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me."
所以耶稣说呢，我的羊认识我的声音，他们也跟从我。
So if you hear the voice of Jesus calling you, do not resist him, like these people did here, these religious people.
所以如果你听见耶稣的声音，听见圣灵的声音在呼召你，说你不要拒绝他，不要像这个当时的这些犹太人那样。
You know, they forgot their very first law of commandment where it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your being. They forgot that commandment and they went on to the other commandments, religion, culture, traditions, and that sort of thing that the knowledge was there in the past.
所以他们忘掉了神给他们十诫里最重要的第一条，就是要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神呢、啊。但他们却去转向那些律法式的教条式的宗教。
And we were talking about the glory that Jesus received from his father because he was willing to obey his father in going all the way to the cross.
那我们知道呢，耶稣是要顺服他的父直到死在十字架上，顺服到底。
He receives glory from us that are saved, because we give him glory.
所以他的荣耀是从救我们中而来的，因为我们因着得救就荣耀了神的名。
He gets glory from the angels that are in heaven, because they never saw such a thing before, that God would come down in the form of man and die for mankind.
他得到荣耀也从天使那来，因为天使从来没有想象，也从来不敢相信这样的事情会发生。
They never saw the grace of God being poured out onto mankind like it was.
因为天使从来没有看见神的爱呢，以这样的方式倾倒到人这里来。
And as the angels understand the grace of God, which they didn't know about before, when they see a sinner repent of their sins and turn to Christ for their Savior.For saving their souls. There's a big party in heaven. Can you imagine? A big celebration when one sinner repents and turns to the Savior for forgiveness.
天使啊，如此的知道这个事情的珍贵，所以当地上有一个灵魂，转离罪，接受基督得救的时候呢，天使在天上都会欢呼，都会有一个大的庆贺。
You know, the angels love what God loves.
所以天使是爱神所爱的。
And so we are the same. We love the things that God loves.
我们也是一样啊，我们也是爱神所爱的。
God loves mankind.
因为神爱世人呢。
He created them in his own image.
他是按照他的形象和样式造的世人。
First of all, we owe him a debt that he created us like himself.
所以我们是像神那样被造的。
And then when we were far away from him from because of our sins, he came to the earth to die for us, to bring us close to God.
那正是因为我们的罪，我们却远离了他。那他来为我们的罪死在十字架上。
In John chapter 1, it says that he came unto his own. He came unto his own people, the born of the seed of David.He came unto his own, but his own received him not.
所以约翰福音一章说呢，他来到，他是生在他们中间哈，但是他来到他的人的中间，因为他是大卫的子孙，但是他的人却不接待他。
But to as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become sons of God or children of God.
对，对于那些接待他的人呢，他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿子。
What a privilege it is for us.
这是一个多么大的荣幸和权柄。
To be in Christ.
因为我们能够在基督里。
God sees us like He sees His own Son. God doesn't love anybody more than His Son.
神看见我们就相当于看见他的圣子一样，因为他的爱没有比对圣子的爱更大了。
And He loves us equally.
他爱我们也是同样的。
So I hope today you hear the voice of Christ calling you.Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
所以我盼望我每个人能听见这神的呼求啊，说一切劳苦担重担的都到我这里来，我就使他们得安息。 好，我们做一个结束的祷告。
Our loving Father, we want to thank you again for your word. For your word is truth, and Lord, it's testimony to mankind that men are sinners.
主啊，我们要谢谢您啊，因为神救了我们，我们每一个人都是罪人。
And our Father, we are far away from God because of our sins.
我们远离了神，因为我们的罪。
But we thank thee for the wonderful the good news of Jesus Christ coming into this world to seek and to save that which was lost.
主啊，我们要如此的感恩这样的好消息，耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上，为我们的罪死在十架上，为要寻找和拯救失丧的人。
And our Father, as the word went out this morning from thy holy word, that it would convict the hearts of these that are here, Lord, that haven't received him as their personal Savior, that they would come even now. Today is the day of salvation.
主啊，我们也盼望神的话语今天能够进到我们的心里，来验证您的话是真实的，因为今天就是得救的日子。
That they would make their peace through Jesus with God.
然后每一个人听见就愿意接受与神和好。
And love him and serve him for the rest of their lives.
在我们一生的余下的年岁里，爱神，服侍神。
And to enjoy the glorious future that we have with him.
也同享在未来永恒里与神的荣耀。
So our Father, we thank thee again for this hope that you've given us.
我们要为这样如此好美好的盼望献上感恩。
We give thee thanks in thy precious name, Lord Jesus.
我们这样的祷告奉主宝贵的名， Amen.
Amen.